lately I have been thinking about various responses to violence, terrorism, death, and evil in the world. Of course, I have been trying to think about it from a Christ perspective, but more often I think about it from a human perspective, and I act on it from a human perspective. But as I consider Christ, I must consider the cross. And in all of this, I think our instinct is to forget the cross and respond with a sense of vengeance, with a desire to respond to violence with violence, be it physical or verbal, through judgment and condemnation. And in doing so, we lose sight of that very cross we have been called to, and not simply called to stand in front of, but in fact called to climb up upon, that we might be nailed upon it, that we might in fact die upon it, so that we would come out the other side alive in Christ, resurrected through Christ. But we do not like the prospect of approaching death, not metaphorically, and certainly not in reality. Nevertheless, it is a Christian reality that when we are called to the cross, as we are called to it daily. We are called to it moment by moment. We are called to it every second of the day, whether we are awake or asleep. Although my instinct would be respond as Peter would respond when violence comes to the body of Christ, I would pull out my sword or my gun or my sharp tongue, and I would wreak havoc upon the threatening enemy. I would seek to kill the enemy. Even in my desire to hurt and kill the enemy, I am in fact killing them. As Christ has said, our hate is no different than murder. However, I am not Peter, nor am I Paul, nor am I even John, or any of the disciples. I am, in fact, one with Christ, part of the body, as is every other Christian or any other person who proclaims faith in Christ. As such, when death approaches us, we welcome it. We don't like it. We may fear it. We may ask God to have this cup pass from us, and yet, at the end, we walk to it willingly, we embrace it, and we lie down in death. Not because we are weak, not because it is wrong to defend those who are defenseless. We walk to death and we allow death to come to us because we know that death has already been defeated. Because we know that on the other side of death lies a victory that has already been achieved and is being achieved every single day and every moment of our lives. This is not weakness, and this is not how we often feel, and certainly how I have often felt. This is not a denial of our faith to lay down in front of death, however that death might appear, be it threats and terrorism, be it physical violence to ourselves or others. This is not a denial of the strength of our faith in the face of some other faith. This is in fact a proclamation that our faith is so strong that we have so much faith in the strength and the vitality of what Christ has done for us that we can lie down willingly in front of death, allow it to pass through us and over us, that we might stand on the other side as martyrs in the truest sense of the word. A martyr is a witness, and that death might pass through us and over us, we are then witnesses of a faith so strong in Christ, in what Christ has done on our behalf and on the behalf of those who might threaten us and who do verily threaten us each and every day. That is what a martyr does. That is what a witness does. I'm not saying that it is a good thing to be threatened. I'm not saying it is a good thing to be attacked. I'm not saying it is a good thing that our families and friends may be raped and destroyed in the most extreme sense of those words, or simply attacked verbally and challenged on a day-to-day basis by other faiths or non-faiths or whatever you want to call it. I am simply saying that the reality of being a Christian and being in Christ is that we do not deny the cross that stands before us. We do not even say, death, if it were to come, I would welcome. Death, if in the last, after every other resolution has been tried, after every other path has been attempted, then in Christ I would take death. It's not a matter of if death is to come or when death is to come. It is a matter of recognizing, as I said earlier, each and every moment death comes to us in the form of the cross. We stand before the cross, we get up on the cross, we die on the cross, so that we might be resurrected in the end. What does this all mean to me? It means that when I feel my faith is being challenged, either by my own inner thoughts and turmoil, by my own day-to-day failures and moment-to-moment failures, by the words of other faiths and people of other faiths, by the actions of other people, be they faithful to one faith or another, be they Christian, be they non-believers, no matter what or who they are, when I feel that I am being attacked, my response is to remember that I am on the cross, that I have died and continue to die, and I welcome death, be it a metaphor or that very real death that comes to us all at one point. Because we must be witnesses to the strength of our faith that puts us on the cross with Christ, that we might resurrect with Christ on that great Easter that comes to us all. Never feel that not responding to violence with violence is somehow a weakness and a denial of your faith. That not responding to very real threats in the world in a threatening and violent manner is a weakness of your faith or a denial of your faith. It is rather an extreme and visible representation of the cross that needs to be presented to the world every moment as much as we can. I had to get that out. Even though I have no opportunity to type right now, I had to say that so that I didn't forget it. I'll post this later, and we'll see what comes of it. Thanks for listening.